We've had some colleagues with COVID lately. Still a thing. Like you, like Layla, that's absolutely true. So it's relevant that the Food and Drug Administration is expected to green light new COVID-19 vaccines any day now. Here's NPR health correspondent Rob Stein.
The new COVID vaccines have been reformulated to try to keep the shots up to date with the virus, which is still evolving new tricks to evade our immune systems. Here's Dr. Peter Marks from the FDA.
The new formulations cover the variants that have been circulating more recently. So the hope is that the closer we match the strain, the better the protection one will have, and perhaps the longer protection we'll have.
The Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines target the KP2 variant. The Novavax vaccine, which is expected to get the FDA stamp of approval later, targets an earlier strain called JN1. Both strains have already been overtaken by newer variants, but the expectation is they're close enough to protect people through the rest of the surprisingly big summer wave underway right now and through an expected winter surge.
The vaccine is not intended to be perfect. It's not going to absolutely prevent COVID-19. But if we can prevent people from getting serious cases that end them up in emergency rooms, hospitals, or worse, dead, that's what we're trying to do with these vaccines.
Mark says the new vaccine should cut the risk of getting COVID by 60 to 70% and reduce the risk of getting seriously ill by 80 to 90%. The shots could start to become available as soon as this weekend to anyone aged 6 months and older.
Right now, we're in a wave, so you'd like to get protection against what's going on right now. So I would probably get vaccinated in as timely a manner as possible. Because right now, the match is reasonably close. You're probably going to get the most benefit you're going to get from this vaccine against what's currently circulating. And so when this gets into pharmacies, I will be online as soon as it rolls out.
People should wait at least 2 or 3 months since their last bout of COVID or last shot to get vaccinated. And some people could consider waiting until September or October if they're especially concerned about maximizing protection through the winter surge and over the holidays. Here's Dr. Marks again.
Getting vaccinated sometime in the September to early October timeframe seems like a pretty reasonable thing to do to help bring you protection through the December-January timeframe, and it doesn't like suddenly stop. This is not like something that suddenly cuts off at 3 or 4 months. It's just that the immunity will decrease with time.
Now, some vaccine experts question whether everyone needs another shot. Dr. Paul Offit at the University of Pennsylvania says most healthy younger people still probably have enough immunity from all the shots and infections that they've already gotten to protect them from getting really sick.
Anyone who wants to get this vaccine should get it. It certainly makes sense why someone would want to get it, because it lessens your chance of getting a mild or moderate infection for about 4 to 6 months, and to some extent lessens your chance of spreading the virus. But were I a 35-year-old healthy adult who'd already had several doses of vaccine and 1 or 2 natural infections, I wouldn't feel compelled to get it.
And it's unclear how many people will feel compelled to get one of the new shots. Most eligible adults never got the last one. But anyone who does can get the flu shot at the same time. And federal officials are recommending anyone aged 75 and older also get the new RSV vaccine. Same goes for pregnant people and those 65 to 74 at high risk of getting seriously ill from RSV. Rob Stein, NPR News.